Yasya Jatiridiyam Nayasya Saksat Dariravasabhito Pyagu Nasaha Pranaya Rasanaya Dritangi Patmaha Sabhavati Bhagavata Pradana Yukta. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is so kind to the conditioned souls that if they call upon Him by speaking His holy name, even unintentionally or unwillingly, the Lord is inclined to destroy innumerable sinful reactions in their heart. Therefore, when a devotee who has taken shelter of the Lord's lotus feet chants the holy name of Krishna with genuine love, the Supreme Personality of Godhead can never give up the heart of such a devotee. One who has thus captured the Supreme Lord within his heart is to be known as Bhagavat Pradhan, the most exalted devotee of the Lord. So it's very interesting that it's mentioned here that if one is chanting the holy name of the Lord unintentionally, for example, there are many places in the world with somehow or other the name of Krishna in it, or the name of the Lord in it, the name of Ram, many places. In New Zealand there's a place called Rama Rama, so you can live in Rama Rama. Yeah? Or some people have such a name. For example, we remember that in the former Soviet Union, the person who led the devotees out of the jail and so on. Devotees were in labor camps, devotees were in the jail and so on. So the president who finally signed it, what was his name? Gorbachev. Again and again, Gorbachev. His whole life he heard Gor. And undoubtedly he became purified by just the holy name in this way. So in this way, one is purified. But one might say, yes, but the holy name may be there, but people are making so much offenses at the same time. But it said, sincere chanter of the holy name may sometimes commit offenses in the course of his chanting. The remedial measure to be free from such offenses is described Gita nama paradesu pramadina katanchana sada samkirtayanna ma tat ika saranu bhavet. If one may sometimes, because of foolishness or immaturity, commit offenses to the holy name, then the remedy for such offenses is to continue one's regular chanting of the holy name and take shelter of him with all earnestness. Padma Purana. Nama paradi yuktanam namani varantyagam avisunti payuktani tani vartakarani cha. If one becomes determined and continues his chanting of the holy name and does not give up, the process of chanting the holy name will remove all sins and grant to him the most valuable spiritual benefit. So in other words, if we commit sinful activities against the holy name or offenses against the holy name, we just keep on chanting and these offenses will be purified. So Ekadin Prabhu Haridase Milila Tahalaya Goshtikari Tahar Puchila. One day Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu met Haridas Thakur as usual, and in the course of discussion he inquired as follows: Haridas Kalikale Javana Para Gobramana Himsekare Mahadurachara. My dear Haridas, in this age of Kali, most people are bereft of Vedic culture, and therefore they are called Yavanas. They are concerning only with killing cows and Brahminical culture. In this way, they all engage in sinful acts. Iha sabara kon mate haiva nistar Tahar hete na dekiye iduke apar. How will these yavanas be delivered? To my great unhappiness, I do not see any way. Aridas kahe prabhu chintana kariha javanire sansadeke duke na bhaviha. Aridas Thakur replied, my dear Lord, do not be in anxiety. Do not be unhappy to see the condition of the yavanas, immaterial existence. Javana sakale ramukti habe ayayase harama harama bodhi kahe namavasa. Because the yavanas are accustomed to saying harama harama, O Lord Ramachandra, they will be very easily delivered by this namavas. So here it is said that the Muslims, the Arabic culture, in their language, when they call out harama, harama, it means what misfortune, what great misfortune has fallen upon me. So each time they're calling out, what unfortune, harama, harama, what misfortune, harama. And meanwhile, they are getting the greatest benefit. So there's an old Puranic story about such a yavana who had been somehow or other pierced by the tusks of a wild boar, and the result was that how could this happen? And he was just calling out, harama, 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 what misfortune, what misfortune. And as a result, because of calling out harama, harama at the time of death, he went back to God. And there are so many amazing stories like that. I know one particular case where one boy was taking initiation and his mother went for the ceremony. His father didn't go because didn't want to miss the football on the TV. So he was sitting in front of the TV. It said, and when his wife came back, the father watched the football, and he called out, so what's his new name? Right? And then it was a name with Krishna, and he repeated that name. He said, I don't know what it was, maybe Atul Krishna. And then just then he dropped dead on the spot as he said the holy name. So unwillingly the holy name is being chanted. Unknowingly, the holy name is being chanted. And with no intention to serve the Lord, with no intention with no spiritual intention whatsoever, and yet the benefit is there. That is the nature. Just like in Finland, they probably also have this margarine by the name of Rama. They have it. You don't have? No. Okay. But in Germany they have, and in Holland they have, and in many places in Europe they have one type of margarine called Rama. Of course, margarine is not so nice, but the name is really good. The name is very good. And we have so many things called Rama. Disco Rama, Video Rama, like that. Then it is mentioned in the Chaitanya Charitamrita that even if the holy name comes in a broken way, it also counts. And then an example is given that if there are two words, like, well, they give Sanskrit words, halam riktam, they say, if there are two words, halam riktam, then the ha is in the first word and the ri is in the second word, that also counts as chanting Hari. In a broken way. So it's this Nama Bas is an arrangement of the Supreme Lord. I'll just go a little further. So Haridas Thakur continued to speak to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was experiencing, it is said, anxiety. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was experiencing anxiety. Considering that so many conditioned souls were just totally covered over and acting very sinful and were not interested in chanting the holy name. So then, how can we deliver these? And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in anxiety about it. So then Haridas Thakur first gave the example of this Muslim who just called out Harama, Harama. And then he was speaking about Ajamil, who at the end of his life was chanting the name Narayan. Also, not with any intention to chant the name of the Lord, but just calling his son, who was named Narayan. And in this way, Haridas said, all these sinful men will be delivered. And Haridas was saying that all these living beings are being delivered by some arrangement of the holy name. So we can understand that Krishna has manifested the holy name in these languages. That is Krishna's arrangement, that the holy name is somehow or other part of our languages. Like for example, the Dutch word for window is Ram. We will always say Ram, Ram. Close, head Ram, close it, open it, look out of. That's Ram, Ram, Ram. So much time. Who's gonna wash the Ram? Like this. It comes again and again in our language. And in every language there are such names hidden. That is not coincidence. That is the arrangement of Krishna. Just like in America they have a car and it's called Ram. Yeah? It's a van, it's like driving around. Ram. Ram. It's an American way of chanting. Ram, Ram. So that's all right, because it doesn't matter how the holy name is pronounced, even because it is said Bhava Grahi Janardan. Bhava Grahi Janardan is a statement found in the Chaitanya Bhagavat, and this Bhava Grahi Janardan basically means that the Lord will accept our intention. He doesn't accept really what is spoken. He accepts our intention. So sometimes we get some people, but the pronunciation is not correct. It is not correct, so then the result also cannot be correct. Why are you saying Hare Krishna? You should say Hare Krishna, not Hare Krishna. So many, but this is not actually the correct understanding, because Bhava Grahi Janardan, the Supreme Lord, is accepting. I've heard all kinds of mantras over the years. There was a Frenchman who was just chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. I even asked him one day, what if Krishna comes? I am Krishna. Something like this. But no, it's not like that. Hare, even if we chant Krishna, because the intention is to say Krishna, he will come. He will come. Bengalis, they say Krishna. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And Prabhupada. So many varieties out there. In Nepalis they say Parbu, Parbu. Instead of Prabhu, they say Parbu. phonetics that are rhymes. Like this, there are so many different ways of pronunciation. Some Russians, I was once in a kirtan with a Russian, and he was chanting Kare Krishna, Kare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Kare Kare. It was almost too much Kare Krishna. But the Lord is gladly accepting, because Bhava Grahijana, he is simply taking the bhav, he's taking the mood. The mood that one has taken shelter of, that is the Supreme Lord. He is accepting our intention. So sometimes we say, yes, but you know, someone is missing one word in the Maha Mantra. It even came up that someone listened to Prabhupada's japa tape and raised this question to a sannyasi. And said that it seems that sometimes Prabhupada is not chanting the full Maha Mantra. And then the answer was, well, he may not chant the full Maha Mantra in spoken word, but he's fully chanting it in his mind. Finished. That is a fact, because Bhava Grahijana, then the intention, one is the meditation is there. So we are not the movement who are chanting mantras in the Maha Mantra in the same way that Vedic mantras are chanted. If in the Vedic yajna one syllable is slightly pronounced wrong, the whole meaning of the yajna changes. The whole result changes. It must be done exactly, and it is known that traditionally in Vedic yajnas there were several priests. And one of them was the main priest, was simply sitting off to the side. Others were chanting all the mantras, and then the main priest was sitting a little to the side. He was not just chanting the mantras, but he was chanting mantras to counteract all the mistakes that were made. So if any mistake was made, then quickly he would chant a mantra to counteract the effect of that. It was that important to exactly pronounce it right. Well, we'll never get it right. Yesterday, we had a play from our actors, and I have also witnessed interesting japa experiences. For example, I've seen devotees who were chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. It's amazing how they can sleep for 30 seconds and then just carry on exactly where they left off. Impressive, serious. I have seen that. Of course, there has also been cases that were just like a record or a CD that is damaged, and they keep on repeating Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Hare, Hare Hare, Hare Hare, Hare Hare, Hare Hare, Hare Hare. Like that. It's quite amazing sometimes the sounds that are produced during japa. That's like, anyway. I remember some more, but I don't know if I want to keep on giving more examples of strange pronunciation. Believe me, you'd be surprised what kind of sounds can come out. But Bhava Grahijana, Krishna accepts. Because, it is said, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was experiencing sadness. He was suffering to see that the living beings were in the in the material world and covered over and engaged in so many sinful activities and would never be delivered. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with great eagerness, and he kept on asking about to Haridas, but what about all the living beings that are like, that cannot chant? What about the living beings who cannot even chant accidentally? What about them? How will they be delivered? The trees, the trees, how will they be delivered? It is said, but the trees, they have an echo. You go in the forest and you just call out, Haribo! Haribo! Oh, 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 oh. There is echo coming off the trees. So the echo of the trees is the chanting of the trees, so it is mentioned. So arrangements have been made for all living beings. And this echo, that also counts as chanting, it is significant. Sometimes, also in India, we heard criticism of Srila Prabhupada's methods, and namely of recording the chanting, and considering recording of chanting as also carrying spiritual potency. So the mantra has to be heard directly, right? Not like some recording, no. But no, this recording is an echo. It's just an echo. So an echoes are bona fide. Echoes are recognized in the scripture. In Bhagavatam, it is also mentioned that when Vyasadeva went out into the forest after his son had left, and he was calling out, then the trees were echoing. So the echo counts also as chanting. So arrangements are made for all living beings to be delivered. And hearing the chanting is very potent. It's like if we don't chant, others can chant for us. And then also we get the benefit just by hearing the chanting. One can. If at the time of death one hears the chanting, even if you're not chanting yourself, but just hear the chanting, also back to Godhead. So in this way, it shows how concerned the Supreme Lord is to deliver the conditioned souls, that He has a great desire to do so. And it is, yesterday I brought up the point that instead of thinking, what am I getting out of spiritual life, we must be giving. And now we can see why. Because if we become the servant of Krishna, then we have to satisfy Krishna. We cannot just, I'll do what I like and then sort of try to offer it to Krishna. That's not the best. The best is if we simply do what Krishna likes the most. And if we see that Krishna has this desire to deliver all living beings, then it also becomes our business. So in this way, the servant of Krishna becomes also Suridam Sarvadeena, the well-wisher of all living beings, just like Krishna. Since our master is the well-wisher of all living beings, we, the servants, also become the well-wisher of all living beings. And that's a very essential point. It's like something that is fundamental to our whole spiritual life, that we become the well-wisher of all living beings. And of course, the example is Vasudev Datta. Vasudev Datta, who had so much compassion, such inconceivable compassion for all living beings, that he was just really thinking of their well-being. So how can one develop compassion? That is a big question. It's difficult to feel compassion. Most of us feel for others, but we feel a little more for ourselves. We feel a lot for others, but just a little more for ourselves. That is generally the case. So how can one develop this mood of compassion? Like Vasudev Datta said, transfer all the karma of all the living beings on me and let them be delivered. So he was putting them before himself. So how can one come to such a mood? It's important. We are all trying to do some preaching, something. But how to really find the motivation? The motivation for preaching Krishna consciousness must come in compassion. We must. So, well, the first principle in developing compassion is that first we ourselves must be absorbed in devotional service, and we ourselves must experience something better. You can't really feel compassionate for others if you don't experience something better. For example, if it is summertime and a devotee would be on the street with books and he's seeing all the people sitting outside on terraces having nice drinks, and he's feeling sorry for himself that he's standing there on the street and everyone else is actually enjoying. It can happen. The mind is strong, and so then we are not experiencing that our lifestyle is something better. So we have to appreciate that. Why is Krishna consciousness better in so many ways? It is better in so many ways, and we have to be thoroughly convinced our life is much better than the life of others. And when we are actually experiencing that we have a better life, of course it's better. Of course it's better. We have the four regulative principles, the regulative principles of freedom. We have. Everyone else is caught in sinful activity, which is just creating a network of reactions. Leading to death, and we are free. All the activities of a devotee, each act is making us more and more free from distress, whereas a materialist, each activity is pulling him down more. From early in the morning, as soon as the materialist will open his eyes, it will begin. Put some coffee in there, put some cigarettes in there, put some unedible things in there. Just sinful activity after sinful activity. Just the whole day. And karma upon karma upon karma. So each day collecting more and more karma, whereas a devotee each day throwing off karma, throwing it off, less and less, and the burden becomes removed. It is mentioned that a devotee is in this way becoming released from the darkness of these sinful reactions. Once, Srila Prabhupada was in Germany, and during the programs there was a photographer, and the photographer was shooting many pictures with a flash. And of course, you know, it was really too much for Prabhupada to see all those light balls from the flash. So Prabhupada at one point said, no more balls, meaning no more flesh. So, alright, the photographer, being expert, he put a very slow film in the camera, a very light-sensitive slow film, and then with such a film, nowadays we have, of course, everything digital, but in those days, old film, a slow film, and then he could take pictures without a flash. But such slow films are very sensitive to the slightest movement and so on. So he was very careful. He had the camera on a tripod and he had a cord, you know, and he was from a long distance clicking. And then, because it wasn't a modern computerized camera, he had to manually adjust the sensitivity to the light. So he had a light meter. So he's measuring the light, and he's just clicking away, looking at the light meter, and suddenly he saw that the light meter went all the way into the maximum. So he's looking, did someone turn on a light? No. It was Prabhupada. Prabhupada was just beaming. He was beaming with effulgence. And it was measured on a German light meter. So if that's scientific, right? That's like completely scientific. That's like, you know, if it would have been a light meter from some other country, said, well, maybe it was the fault of the light meter, the German light meter. Absolutely. So, in this way, it was measured, Prabhupada's effulgence. So, a devotee becomes like that, lighter and lighter and more effulgence, from moment to moment. Just throwing off all this sinful karma. So, this is very nice. So, truly, we're following regulated principles of freedom. They make us free. So, someone might argue and say, yeah, but why do we have to follow so many restrictions? I was in a university in South Africa, and one girl said, I have 10 boyfriends, she said, and I like them very much. You know, so she said, what's the problem with that? What's the problem? And then she said, what's your problem with sex? And then all the students said, what is your problem with sex? Because the whole world, sex is natural. So I had to somehow or other give a response to that. And Krishna inspired me. And I explained to the girl, I said, look, it's fine, you have 10 boyfriends, you like them very much, good for you. I said, but there is something higher a woman can do, right? And instead of like having 10 friends all for your own enjoyment, if you have a child, and you just sacrifice for the welfare of that child, that is a greater thing, because there is a sacrifice in that. Right? That's not all about selfishness, but that is about a sacrifice. I said, but if you have a child and you have 10 boyfriends, then it gets very confusing. Right? The child doesn't know who's the father and so on. So that will not work very well. So better have one. Have one and then have a child, and you'll be a better person. You can grow in that. They got it. They understood. So it is a fact that Krishna consciousness is better. It is very important that we have to understand how we have a better way of life. We are following all this, but we do it on automatic pilot, and we are not just aware of why it is better and how it is better. So we must become more conscious to understand how actually everything we do is very nice. Now that I'm talking about school classes and school programs, it's sort of like I've opened up the filing cabinet. School programs. So now I have another one, and this one is a group of 13-year-old girls that came to the temple for a program, and they asked me to give the talk. So, okay, they were not very interested. It was difficult. They were restless. You could see that the teacher had brought them to the Hare Krishna temple, and they didn't really want to be there. So anyway, I gave a very short talk, and then said, well, does anyone have a question? So, one girl raised her hand and she said, are you ever going to a discotheque? And I knew this is a very, this is not just a question, this is a very important question. Because if I don't go to it, if I say no to this question, then I'm a square. Huh? Then I'm a complete square and not even worth talking to or worth listening to. Right? So somehow or other I was thinking, I have to say yes, but how do I say yes because I'm not going to discotheques? So how do I get out of this? I could see it's a trick question. So finally, I said, well, actually, I don't go to discotheques because we have a party right here every day. Yeah? And then when they used the word party, then they were interested. Oh, party, really? Yes? So somehow or other, one has to find a way to attract people. But we do have a party. It's not that this is just a trick that we are presenting, that we're just saying something to attract people. No, we do have a party. And that is, and therefore we really don't need to go to discotheques. Because we have the celebration ourselves. It's not that Krishna consciousness is dry, and that nothing, you know, and there is only Hare and only Krishna, and then one is not allowed to live. That's not Krishna consciousness, yeah? You know. A sign in the temple entrance, living not allowed. All these ghost-like people, and only chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, and then only speaking about Krishna all day, you know, Krishna. Yes. And it's just, it seems that everything becomes very narrow, and that naturalness is denied. It looks like that. But no, we have to understand, no, everything is better. Because not only do we have a party, like in other parties, we sing, we dance, you know, we eat nice things. Sometimes we even get intoxicated by eating too many sweets. So we have everything, right? We have parties. But, you know, in the material world, if some of you remember, you go to these material parties and it's a big thing, and then, yeah, the next morning you wake up with a huge headache from all the alcohol and everything and feel terrible, right? It's like the hangover. From the night before. That's a material party. But a spiritual party has, besides the fact that we're having a good time while we're having the party, it has a spiritual dimension that you're also making eternal spiritual advancement at the same time. We eat, right, and stuff ourselves. Yes, I'll have some more of that. Apple pie, yes, I will. But the apple pie is also giving us eternal spiritual benefit. Dr. Frederick said that after the play, he had so much sweet rice that he fell asleep. So the play, but he may have fallen asleep and so on, but he got all the spiritual benefit, yeah, from all that sweet life. So, you know, in that way, this is the amazing thing about this movement. One always makes spiritual advancement, always. Prabhupada once mentioned that, he said, even the devotee who was always sleeping He makes spiritual advancement because at least he's sleeping in the temple. So like that, everyone is getting the benefit. And it's important that we appreciate how much benefit there is and how much mercy there is and how wonderful it is. Right? You know, it's just amazing how much better the quality of life of a devotee is. And when we are deeply appreciating that and becoming more aware of that, yes, then naturally compassion will arise from our heart, because we look at these people and say, God, look at them. They're suffering like dogs, you know. It's too much. And we're having all this mercy here, you know. Another cauliflower pakora. And a little bit of kirtan, you know, and then hear a little Bhagavatam, you know, like, just like the sages of Naimisaranya, you know. Naimisaranya is that, the name of Naimisaranya means like the place where the Lord never closes his eyes. Right? So, how nice, we're just thinking of Naimisaranya, and there the Lord never closes his eyes. He sees everything that's being offered. So this is the Lord, he never closes his eyes. We are always blink, 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 blink. But the Lord never closes his eyes. Krishna is known, he's so kind, he's known as Achyuta. Achyuta means the one who never fails. And it's he's known as Achyuta, the one who is infallible, who never fails to notice the smallest service rendered by anyone. That is amazing. See? That's how he is infallible. So nice. So Krishna consciousness is very nice. We have a better way. I was in America and I went with Shelter, you know, the band Shelter, to some concert one time. Only once. And I went with Shelter to this concert, and, well, went into this little club, and then I saw that all the people that were there had earplugs, and I was the only one who had no earplugs, so I was getting a little worried. So I stuffed my ears with tissues as much as I could get in there, and then it was loud. God, was it loud. Bow, bow, bow. Like those kind of noises, very loud. And then I was in the crowd, and the crowd started slam dancing, right? They started all smashing into each other. So then the band saw that I was getting in trouble, so they invited me on the stage. And I was on the stage, standing next to the speaker, and the sound was so loud, my cloth was starting from the sound. There was wind coming out of the speakers. Something else. And it's so incredibly loud. You know? And then they started singing, "We've got a better way." Like that. And then suddenly, dead silence. And then they're singing, "Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. We've got a better way." Boy, I think they got their point across. I think so. I think. But it was a good point. It was a good point. We do have a better way. We really have a better way. Yes. And and the more we appreciate it and the more we understand it, the more will naturally will become merciful and full of compassion. And in this way, Krishna consciousness is the greatest blessing to the entire world. This Sankirtan movement of Lord Chaitanya. Okay. Any questions, any comments?
Maharaj, according to some spiritual masters, this progress in chanting happens very slowly, that maybe for one lifetime, one is situated on the platform of Nama Aparadha, and then next life he may achieve.
But our spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada, he had a different mood. Srila Prabhupada, he understood that that there is an additional factor, namely the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. Katanchana smite yasmin duskaram sukaram bhavet, that whatever is difficult is made easy by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And therefore, it is said that in every Kali Yuga, there are many, in one day of Brahma, there are 1,000 Kali Yugas. And it is said that in all those Yugas, there is an incarnation of Vishnu, and that incarnation of Vishnu is preaching Harinam Sankirtan. So not only in our Kali Yuga is there Harinam Sankirtan, but even, this is mentioned by Rupa Goswami in his Lagu Bhagavatam Rita. And it is said that in each Kali Yuga there is some form of Harinam Sankirtan. But yet, people are not getting Krishna praying. Because it is very difficult to get the result of the chanting. First, Nama Parat, Nama Bas, and very slow progress. But then in this Kali Yuga, which is a special Kali Yuga, the age where Lord Chaitanya appeared, there is his added mercy, and suddenly you chant only a little bit, and already results are there, and somehow or other, the most fallen people are just chanting Hare Krishna, and they also somehow or other become caught up in the whole thing. That is the amazing thing. I went to Woodstock, and there, in the midst of like 400,000 hippies who were all there, I saw all kinds of people. They had a pipe in the middle, and there was just water coming out like a fountain. And there was one really big fat man who was wearing only swimming trousers or shorts or something. He was lying in the mud, and he's just rolling in the mud, and he's covered in the mud. I've never seen a human being look more like a pig than him, right? Literally, like big and fat and rolling in the mud. My God, you know, where am I? And then I was in the village of peace of Indrajumna Maharaj, and then suddenly Jagai and Madai walked in, right? Out of nowhere. Madai, he had a crown made of a cardboard box, and he had put wine bottles, yes? And it's like a whole series of wine bottles, like a crown on his head, right? And Madai, he had, or Jagai was that, he had dreadlocks, and he had tied empty beer cans in his dreadlocks. So he had like a whole jarry of empty beer cans, like that. And so they were walking in, and they couldn't walk straight, and they came in, and I wanted to give them a contract. I thought, like, I'm going to sign these guys up for the play, you know what I mean? Jagai Madai. I've never saw such good Jagai and Madais like them. They were the best. And then, then I got busy, but about 15 minutes later, I saw them with a plate of prasadam, and they were feeding each other. And I was taking a bite of the papadam, and it was already clear, you know. Lord Chaitanya's movement already got them. Because even if you just serve the holy name, even if you partake in the Sankirtan, even if you don't chant, but even if you just do a little seva, serving the holy name already is giving benefits. Yes, some prasad, already done, already finished, already delivered. We remember this Gadadhar Das, not Gadadhar Pandit, but Gadadhar Das, an associate of Lord Chaitanya. He went to the house of the Qazi, and he went into the courtyard of the house of the Qazi, and he started screaming, "Hey, you Qazi! Hey, you Qazi! Chant! Chant, you Qazi!" Right? And it's like, you know, and he was so ecstatic at the same time. It wasn't just screaming, but he was so absorbed. in an ecstasy that the Qazi didn't have his head cut off, you know, because they have those swords with the little half moon in there. But he didn't use that sword. He just simply said, "Yeah, yeah, Gatada, calm down, calm down. Don't worry." You know, said, "Oh, chant, chant, chant Hare Krishna." He said, "Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'll chant Hare Krishna tomorrow." And Gadara started jumping and jumping. He said, "Why tomorrow? You already did it today." In great ecstasy. So we see, you know, just one time chanting, so much benefit, so much benefit. Because this yuga, Lord Chaitanya. So I suspect that those things that you have heard, that they belong to the other Kali Yugas. When chanting takes a long time. But now, very quick, the result is attained. Very easy.
So, often in lectures there is this mood of, Prabhupada said we can go back, but I'm too far.
You are more powerful than the Holy Name.
Yeah. And then
I'm so fallen. Yeah. Go ahead. Come on.
And Pankajani Prabhu was like the first one. No, it's not like that. It's like we go back to this life, not doubt, we just jump.
Yeah.
So is it actually humility to say, I'm so fond of...
No, it's pride. That's pride, because we think, I'm so fallen, I cannot be delivered. No, I'm so fallen that I'm more powerful than Krishna. And therefore, even Krishna, in the form of his name, cannot deliver me. I cannot be delivered. Because I am so sinful, I'm so powerful in my sinfulness that even Krishna cannot deliver me. That's what it is. So little by little, you know, we have to understand that. Look, why did we even become like this? Right? And I mean, it's not logical. It's not logical. No. If you think about it, it's not logical that we are here. I mean, it's clearly Krishna who brought us here. I mean, I didn't come on my own. It's by Krishna's arrangement that I was brought. And I even tried to escape a few times, and it didn't work very well. Because Krishna made arrangements to keep me, somehow or other. So, it's all by the mercy of Krishna that we are now chanting Hare Krishna and having tilak and all these blessings. It's amazing. And then, you know, you read, for example, and I was reading in the Padma Purana that all the holy places of the universe are in one tulsi leaf. I mean, just think about that. Sometimes, you know, that when you're a sannyasi, they always give you a tulsi leaf, you know, like when you get the Charanamrita and it gets stuck in your throat. And sometimes... there were moments I was thinking, oh God, here comes the tulsi leaf again. And then I was reading. Then Krishna made me read, you know, that all the holy places of the entire universe are in one tulsi leaf. So even when it's stuck in the throat, it's very good. Very nice. Yes.
Maharaj, you have this explanation of ISKCON in three levels. There's the organization, and then there is the spiritual process, and then there is this movement of Lord Chaitanya spreading this ecstasy. So I was just thinking that, is it so that so many things are going on even though we don't even know what is going on?
Sure. I mean, you know, like what you call the third level, the movement of Lord Chaitanya, is Lord Chaitanya personally doing things. So Lord Chaitanya is personally driving this movement. It's all going on by his arrangement, everything. He's everywhere. It's not that he's sort of 500 years ago inaugurated this movement and then he left it alone. And now we are here to somehow or other, you know, look after the Hare Krishna movement. It's like, it's a big headache, right? Oh, you know, Tatvavad is getting gray hairs in Finland, you know, thinking like, how in Finland, how are we going to do it, you know? No, no, Lord Chaitanya is doing it all, and he's doing so many things, all the time. Yeah? He's personally making all kinds of arrangements. We are assisting him, and there is another dynamics, which is we can attract his mercy. Like the story of the sparrow lost her eggs, laid it on the bank of the ocean took the eggs, and then the oceans didn't return the eggs. The sparrow said, I will drink your water. The ocean didn't care. Little sparrow, what you're going to do to me. Right? But then the sparrow said, okay, you will see. And sparrow started drinking the water. And then Garuda saw that. It touched his heart. Garuda came. And Garuda stood in front of the ocean. Return those eggs right now, or I will drink your water. Yes, Mr. Garuda. Of course, Mr. Garuda. Some eggs, of course. Anything else? Yes, yes. Huh? Like that. So, who are we? Are we going to change the world? I mean, is this it? Lord, you know, okay guys, here we are, Lord Chaitanya's Sankirtan army. It all depends on us, you know. Well, good luck world. If the world depends on us, well, I don't know what's going to come of the world, but, you know, doesn't look very promising for the world, you know. It's like we trip over our own shoes, you know. So, but somehow or other, if we sincerely try, Krishna sees us and thinks, okay, I will help them. And then, you know, so Lord Chaitanya all the time helps us. And in that way it goes on. And we walk around, you know, Hare Krishna, Maya is not affecting me at all. Hare Krishna. And meanwhile, Lord Chaitanya is blocking Maya here and blocking Maya there, all around us. And it protects us, and we're just walking Hare Krishna. Such a great bhakti yogi, Hare Krishna. Totally unaffected by Maya. Lord Chaitanya is guiding this movement, helping us every step of the way. That's how it is. Okay, finished. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Okay, Pachan starts and breakfast will be there.
Pachan starts and breakfast.
So, and then, oh yeah, those who promise to help Sadhu Marga, please do so. And actually, maybe some more help will be needed even. Uh, most of devotees will go to breakfast, but will we have one harmonium player for the beginning? Fredrik, maybe?
Yeah.
If you can be in the first shift, then you can. Well, if you want to guarantee that you have something, maybe you can now take a side.
Oh, you mean like that? Yeah.
Because it may be finished.
Yeah.